In the last year, Florida's Department of Children and Families has closed a half a dozen county access service centers across the state, facilities where residents can apply for benefits, including Medicaid and the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF program. In total, that saved the state about $3.5 million. Agency spokeswoman Jennifer Hartshorn says computer technology is allowing her agency to close the Jefferson County office.
More than 95% of applicants for public benefits apply online now. In the case of this Jefferson County Service Center, we determined that we could still serve those clients adequately. At the same time, we're going to be able to save more than $38,000.
She says that money will be diverted to other areas such as training child protective investigators. That's been DCF's main focus since the recent spate of child deaths.
In the past 2 years, we've saved more than $4.5 million statewide by closing smaller offices such as this. And we're able to reinvest that money into frontline services that's really helping Floridians better.
Hartshorn says 8 employees work in the soon-to-be-closed facility, and they'll keep their jobs by staying in touch with the agency by phone. One employee will still be on hand each Monday at the Monticello Public Library for those who need help in person. The facility is expected to close September 27th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.